Test 2, Part 4. Now turn to Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about why downloading music without permission is an example of theft and is immoral. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what the five speakers think about downloading music without permission. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker feels. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
Theft is taking something from someone who is the rightful owner without their permission. It doesn't matter if the rightful owner keeps an original version or not. If you're downloading music from an unofficial source, you are stealing it. You can start listening to that song without the permission of the original owner. The only way you can get the right to listen to that song is via a legal transaction, from which the rights owner can make a profit. Record companies also have a very positive role to play. They scout every day for new talent and offer training and production studios for up-and-coming musicians. Moreover, they provide valuable marketing services, making sure that new artists get heard instead of drowning in the vast sea of information that is the internet.
Speaker 2.
Theft always involves a thief taking something away for themselves, with the result that the original owner can't use it anymore. For example, if I steal your bike, you can't use it anymore. And this is exactly why theft is wrong. You had something which you wanted to use, and now you can't anymore, simply because I took it. That's why downloading music is not theft, because it is a form of copying. You download a copy from an original, but the first owner still has the original on his or her computer and can still enjoy it. My use of the good does not diminish your future use of it.
Speaker 3.
The artist made the song, so it is their property. In this case, intellectual property. Property means that the owner artist has the right to ask something from you in exchange for you gaining access to the music. This may be money. It may also be the requirement that you clearly recognize the artist's moral right to always be mentioned as the creator of that song. This is called the free exchange of value. And this is the most fundamental relationship in our free market economy. Only way to make sure that he or she can actually exercise that right is by making sure that you only take music from the artist through a legal transaction with their permission. Only then can we be sure that the desired free exchange of value has taken place.
Speaker 4.
Apart from the moral reason, there is also a simple societal reason why it is wrong to download music without permission. The reason is that musicians have to eat too. Suppose you are an up-and-coming young musician thinking about what to do with your future. You can either become a full-time musician or take up a job. If you become a full-time musician, you'll be doing what you love. But at the same time, everyone will be downloading all your music for free, simply because they can. This means that music won't be a good, stable source of income for you. And this means you'd rather take up a job. Since you're not working on your music every day, your talent will be underdeveloped. And the little pieces of music you do write, for example, in the weekend, are not as good as they could have been. So, downloading music without permission will lead to fewer good musicians.
Speaker 5.
Downloading does not fall under the so-called private copy exception. The private copy exception only covered those rare cases where you took the effort to make a copy from a lawful source, perhaps putting a song you owned on a CD to listen to it in your car. With the internet, the situation changed hugely. Firstly, copying became a lot easier. Secondly, the home copy exception applies to when you borrow an album from a friend, someone you know. Online, you're downloading from anyone, anywhere who happens to have the song you want. Thirdly, when you start downloading using peer-to-peer software, you will usually also start uploading at the same time. So you're not just making a copy for yourself. You will also be distributing the same song, and that distribution is, in any case, wrong. These changes together mean that the three-step test is not met. So downloading does not fall under the private copy exception and is therefore illegal.
Now you will hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
Theft is taking something from someone who is the rightful owner without their permission. It doesn't matter if the rightful owner keeps an original version or not. If you're downloading music from an unofficial source, you are stealing it. You can start listening to that song without the permission of the original owner. The only way you can get the right to listen to that song is via a legal transaction, from which the rights owner can make a profit. Record companies also have a very positive role to play. They scout every day for new talent and offer training and production studios for up-and-coming musicians. Moreover, they provide valuable marketing services, making sure that new artists get heard instead of drowning in the vast sea of information that is the internet.
Speaker 2.
Theft always involves a thief taking something away for themselves, with the result that the original owner can't use it anymore. For example, if I steal your bike, you can't use it anymore. And this is exactly why theft is wrong. You had something which you wanted to use, and now you can't anymore, simply because I took it. That's why downloading music is not theft, because it is a form of copying. You download a copy from an original, but the first owner still has the original on his or her computer and can still enjoy it. My use of the good does not diminish your future use of it.
Speaker 3.
The artist made the song, so it is their property. In this case, intellectual property. Property means that the owner artist has the right to ask something from you in exchange for you gaining access to the music. This may be money. It may also be the requirement that you clearly recognize the artist's moral right to always be mentioned as the creator of that song. This is called the free exchange of value. And this is the most fundamental relationship in our free market economy. Only way to make sure that he or she can actually exercise that right is by making sure that you only take music from the artist through a legal transaction, with their permission. Only then can we be sure that the desired free exchange of value has taken place.
Speaker 4.
Apart from the moral reason, there is also a simple societal reason why it is wrong to download music without permission. The reason is that musicians have to eat too. Suppose you are an up-and-coming young musician thinking about what to do with your future. You can either become a full-time musician or take up a job. If you become a full-time musician, you'll be doing what you love. But at the same time, everyone will be downloading all your music for free, simply because they can. This means that music won't be a good, stable source of income for you, and this means you'd rather take up a job. Since you're not working on your music every day, your talent will be underdeveloped, and the little pieces of music you do write, for example in the weekend, are not as good as they could have been. So, downloading music without permission will lead to fewer good musicians.
Speaker 5.
Downloading does not fall under the so-called private copy exception. The private copy exception only covered those rare cases where you took the effort to make a copy from a lawful source, perhaps putting a song you owned on a CD to listen to it in your car. With the internet, the situation changed hugely. Firstly, copying became a lot easier. Secondly, the home copy exception applies to when you borrow an album from a friend, someone you know. Online, you're downloading from anyone, anywhere who happens to have the song you want. Thirdly, when you start downloading using peer-to-peer software, you will usually also start uploading at the same time. So you're not just making a copy for yourself. You will also be distributing the same song, and that distribution is, in any case, wrong. These changes together mean that the three-step test is not met. So downloading does not fall under the private copy exception and is therefore illegal.
That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.